Jelly Roll making some of the headlines for a couple of different reasons. If you're not familiar, if I were to describe him physically, like a big burly man with tattoos
on his face.
Like that's kind of, you know, winning awards, doing really well, really picked up in this last year. So take a listen to this just so you're familiar and probably hear the song and be like, oh yeah, I'm familiar. So that's Need a Prayer. You might be familiar with that song from Jelly Roll.
Seems like a good guy.
Yeah. He's always that positive. Like every time he gets to a mic, it's that motivational speech that he's going to give you. I had nothing and look where I am now, you know. So it's and he's so emphatic when he does it. He's so almost like preaching, right? Well, so basically what has happened, his wife made his bandmates try a period cramp simulator. So, you know, like the TENS machines that you put on your muscles when you're sore? Remember Dr. Hose used to have that commercial all the time?
Make your muscles jump when you didn't want them to, or when you did want them to, but you didn't make them do it.
So his
involuntary movements.
Exactly. So Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, made his bandmates try this simulator. The machine goes to 20. But she said most of them tapped out around 6. And I've seen this before watching The Bachelorette when she made the guys put this on to simulate either cramps or labor, okay, which is
women's
atrocious.
Stuff.
I always, because I'm in the fight game, I always liken it to when guys get kicked in the cup.
Oh, yeah. And women don't know. We have things that happen to each of us that we don't know about each other.
Yeah. Right. And that's the other thing that I would say. Oh, that's probably very similar, I'm guessing. So his bass player, Alex, had the best comment. He's like, I'm so sorry to women everywhere. It doesn't show Jelly trying it, but she did tease a part 2 trailer. So take a listen to this, okay?
Period cramp simulator.
That one kind of hurts.
Go up. Keep going. No way, don't stop. All right. I'm done. Yo, that's like 14.
I'm so sorry to women everywhere.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm out.
Who makes this machine?
Well, it's not meant for that.
It's
giving you the opportunity to experience what we experience monthly or in labor when we have babies. So their reactions are hilarious, though, because especially when at first you're like, this isn't a big deal, and then they ramp it up another notch, and they're like, whoa!
They made a cramp machine. That's not good.
A cramp machine. Now, also with Jelly Roll, it's funny because he shuts down a Karen on social media, but her name is actually Karen. So not everyone is a fan of one of his songs called Lonely Road. It's a new Jelly Roll Machine Gun Kelly collab. It borrows the melody from the John Denver classic, Take Me Home Country Roads, but adding new lyrics. And then people are always complaining. Someone on our Facebook even complained about one of the collabs, you know, with Billy Idol. And it was like, how could you steal? I'm like, nobody's stealing anything. There's a process to this, right?
Everybody's making money.
Yeah, everyone's making money. And so a person on social media named Karen Zed, or Karen Z, depending on what country, said, and I quote, how long will it take for them to get sued for Lonely Road sounding exactly like Country Road, Take Me Home by John Denver? So Jelly Roll saw it and responded, which is always great when the artists themselves respond.
Oh, that's the good thing about X.
Yeah. It said, we cleared it with the John Denver estate, and they love our interpolation of the song. I appreciate your legal advice, though, Karen. And it's even better because her name is Karen, right? It's even better. But it's like, I don't know why it takes the artist to tell everyone, like, yes, when you hear these sampling of songs, they went through a procedure to acquire it. It's not just like, I'm going to steal it and put it here. And if you do,
you're going to get
the
cut.
Repercussions and the cost.
It's not like the old days. Everything's out there.
The artist makes so much more money if you go the other way, with the legal way, where you didn't get permission.
Dolly Parton was very happy when Whitney Houston did I Will Always Love You.
Oh, yeah. She's still smiling about that one. So that's your Jelly Roll information. We'll get a TENS machine. We'll slap it on Mark so he can feel the pain.
I'm good, thanks.